I have got an old friend of yours and mine into the show.
How old? Like in the 60s?
40-odd.
Oh, so like quite old.
30-odd.
Oh.
He's through the window.
Oh, so it's a he, is it?
Odd. Right. Okay. You know this man very well. He's a good friend of yours and a good friend of mine. Yeah. And he's been on your show a few times, actually, in the past. Please enter Big Steve, everybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Hi,
no.
Big Steve. Thank you so much.
No. No, 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 no.
Big Steve's here.
No, that's not your table of pain.
Big Steve's table of pain returns.
No. Now, hang on, Greg, because this should only be administered if we're in some kind of physical trouble. And it's only mental issues that we're struggling with.
He can hurt your head.
What I'm saying is, we've got Big Steve in today. He's going to give you a beautiful, sensual massage,
Jenny,
to relax you.
Do you know who Big Steve is?
I'm worried.
Big Steve is... Look at him. Look at his hands. Look at him cracking his knuckles.
Yeah.
Big Steve does, like, massages and sports massages, right? Mm. But he can also inflict pain if he wants to.
Why?
Because he knows where the points are.
No, why would he do that?
Because he's evil. That's why.
He's Big Steve.
And Greg obviously thinks this is hilarious to put you on that table.
No.
But frankly, I think that's terrible.
I think it's a bit odd and a bit off to put Jenny on that table.
Jenny's going nowhere near the table. Well, she's just going to watch.
Yourself? Is it you?
No, I'm getting naked later, so you can have some fun with the massage
table. Oh, is
this
our punishment for making you go naked?
It's not really a punishment. I think it's going to be a lovely moment.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to ask you questions about yourself whilst you're being massaged.
No, no, no.
In
no,
the
no.
ego board.
Do you know, I quite like that, actually.
No, no,
yeah?
No, no,
yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's my game called the ego board with a twist. The twist is a massive twist. Big Steve.
Yeah, but he can
actually back.
Twist your leg.
Yeah.
You all right, Steve?
Very well, Chris.
No,
how are you?
Yeah.
The last person you wanted to see.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're falling off the air. Oh, record-breaking attempt's over. Bye. I now, sadly, obviously, he can't touch me because I am injured.
Where?
On my legs.
He's going for back only.
You're not going near your legs.
You're not going near my legs?
No.
Oh, you're not going to crack our backs?
Oh, did you want that?
Oh, no, 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 no,
oh,
no,
yes.
No, 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 no.
It will be an amazing moment for the red button,
no.
For radio, for
sick.
Online.
I'll go naked.
Steve has a special service, which is a back crack and... What's the other...
Hello? No, it's not. No, no.
Is
you're
that,
getting that mixed
is
up
that
with...
different?
You're getting that mixed up with the Scott Mills special offer
right.
That he has. So is that the idea, that he's going to, like, crack our backs?
Pretty much.
Oh, no.
It'll be relaxing, I think, because you've been standing up for hours and hours and hours, and I think you could do with a little bit of a rub, so to speak.
No... No, 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 no. When are we doing this?
Well, after a record.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Fair track. I've got loads of questions about you and about Dave.
Hang right. on, what's it got to do with me?
Well, you're on it as well.
Why?
Well, you're in the record attacks as well.
That's it's not just me.
Sorry, I thought it was just him.
No!
Why?
Why would it be me?
Well, why would it just be me?
Well, if there's only one table...
But there's two of us!
And there's two sets of questions, and we've got loads of time to fill,
well,
so it's
do you
fine.
Know, I'm with Chris, I'm not sure it's such a good idea.
Yeah. Let's play a record and follow it by another 25 records. So let's do that, all right? I'm gonna leave the day behind. Don't you
worry. Roll deep and good times.
As you go across.
And talking of good times.
Great Hi. Times.
Great times.
This is Greg James, Comedy Dave, Chris Moyles, and Jenny McAlpine.
I
and
love.
Big Steve. Holla, Big Steve.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
No, holla, Big Steve.
He doesn't holla.
Yeah.
Holla.
Holla. Do it.
Okay.
He no, doesn't really do that.
You don't want to mess with Big Steve.
You can watch Big Steve on the red button online now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 as he has unfolded his table of pain. Chris Moyles is currently on the table of pain.
Steve, you know I'm very, very tight back there. on my legs. I'm talking about. I'm now on the massage. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, not
yeah, no, 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 not on the calves.
Hello to Julian, who has just done a little tweet there. Big Steve in the studio. This is going to be hilarious. Bring on the pain.
Can I just say, I'm now lying on, like, the massage table. Steve knows where to stick his fingers and thumbs to make you scream, right? Mm-hmm. We've done this before. And also, if I make you laugh, Right, maybe having a brew, something like that now, maybe having just sitting at work or in the car. If I make you laugh, it's worth you texting in to our comic relief number and giving us a pound of your money.
It's got
to
be worth something, hasn't it?
Please, please, yeah. Because otherwise this is pain for no reason whatsoever.
Mm. Okay, so on my show we do a thing called the ego board. When a celebrity guest comes in...
I feel sick.
We give them questions about themselves, yeah. And if they get loads of questions right, it means they're an egomaniac. If they get a load wrong, they're nice and retiring and shy. What I'm going to do is, whilst Big Steve is giving you the pain, sorry, the treatment, I will ask you the questions. You have to get as many of the answers out as you possibly can, and we have to understand them as well.
Do I have to get them wrong?
You can get them right or wrong.
Okay.
It's up to you.
All right.
Okay.
Can I answer ah for everyone?
Well, ah is always option C.
Oh, my God. This is so going to hurt.
You don't like this, do you?
I hate this.
Are we ready? Big Steve, ready?
No, okay, hang on.
I love the way Big Steve goes, and relax. Yeah. Because it's just so that moment when you're so far from relaxation.
Okay, so let me just give you an idea of what he's getting in position. By the way, this is him getting in position with his elbow on my left buttock.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm going to scream. If I say a wrong word, I apologise now.
People of the red button, are you ready? People
and if you're drinking a cup of tea, swallow it now, because you're going to spit it all over the place. I'm telling you, when you hear me yelping like some whiny animal.
If you are enjoying this, or about to enjoy it, then you can please send a little text to 70011, just the word Chris to that number, for comic relief. Ready, Chris?
No.
First questions. Steve, commence. Question one. What month were you born?
February.
Correct. Question two.
Oh!
What did you say at 10:21 yesterday morning?
Hello?
No.
Ah.
What time should your breakfast show normally finish?
10 a.m.
Correct.
Oh,
what school did you go to?
I went to three different Roman Catholic schools. St. Teresa's Primary School was one of them. Oh, holy mackerel!
That is the incorrect answer.
What? Hang on, but no, it's not.
Holy mackerel?
No, St. Teresa's one of my schools.
Oh, holy mackerel comp, I thought you meant.
No, shut up.
When were you at school?
I was a child.
What? When you were at school, what hospital radio service did you work at?
Oh, WBHS in Wakefield. Go, stay on that area, because that's not too bad.
Next question.
Yep. Oh my gosh!
What did you win a Sony Gold Award for in 2006?
Smacking masseuse people in the face.
Incorrect. More pain, Steve.
No! Yeah, it's funny, this, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Yes, hello, areas.
Next question. Who were you an assistant to at Air FM?
Carl or Carol?
Which one
do you want?
Which one?
Carol Vorderman.
No,
probably.
It was Carl Kingston.
Oh, Carl Kingston.
More.
Okay. Oh, my God, how could this help?
When did you join Radio 1?
Oh, okay. Oh, in July 1997.
Correct, Steve. Lay off for that one, lay off.
Yeah, yeah, lay off, you big bruiser.
How many years did you spend working on the afternoon show at Radio 1?
Five and a half.
Correct. Hold off, Steve.
Why?
What mountain did you climb in 2009?
Why are you saying hold off?
Well, just so you got them right, so I'll give you a break.
Oh, okay, cool.
You won two... Oh, sorry, what mountain did you climb in 2009?
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You won a second gold award, but what was that for?
What do you mean? What, for best breakfast show?
Correct.
Oh, what colour am I going now?
Purple.
Oh, correct.
Is the right answer.
Oh! Oh my God, that's abnormal. What are you trying to do?
You are a funny colour.
Oh.
Okay, and Cease, that is time up. Round of applause. Yeah. Thank you very much. Very good. How are you feeling, Chris?
Oh, someone should arrest him.
Really?
Yeah. However, this is actually the first lie down I've had in 32 hours.
Now, this is dangerous, though, actually, because you lying down could result in sleep, couldn't it?
I tell you what, Dave, I'll ask you the same question after he's finished sticking his elbow in your bottom. And then you tell me if there's a chance you're going to fall asleep. There's a chance I might never sit down again or have kids.
And Dave's moment is coming next on Radio 1 after Nelly.
I'm going to have to make, like, a cotton wool pants now.
Do you not feel a bit better?
There was nothing wrong with my bottom before I started. And now it's bruised like you wouldn't believe.
But it took your mind off being tired, though, didn't it?
Yeah, well, the man sticking his elbow in my buttocks.
Well, that was the idea.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Had the same effect if I got kicked in the leg.
Can be arranged.
No, you're
four.
All right. Thank you very much. Right, so it is 9 minutes past five. Dave is now on the
three.
Table of pain. Oh, 9 minutes past three.
Oh, I wish it was 9 minutes past five.
You wish it was 30 minutes past three. Anyway, listen. Dave is now on the table of pain.
Yay. Good
you
times.
Ready? Have you tensed up? Is he tensing up, Steve?
No, yeah. I'm not.
He's what? Oh, you're not here, Dave.
Hang on, Steve's not been near my bottom for a while.
Ah. How was Chris, Big Steve?
Not too bad, but he'll get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
Not too bad, but he'll get a lot out of that. Not as much as you do, you will, you madman.
Just be careful now, Steve.
Right.
Jenny, what
I'm
are your
an athlete now.
On that?
I'm really worried.
You're worried about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're next. Okay, Greg has your questions, Dave.
You ready, Dave?
I'm relaxed.
You can watch this.
Is it questions in a minute?
We did 90 seconds. Right. For you, we did about 3 minutes, but we'll keep
feel free to do 5 minutes.
I'll just take my time with them, shall
yeah,
I?
Yeah, sure, do.
Okay,
look at his face. Look at his face.
You can see the Table of Pain and Big Steve and Comedy Dave on the red button now or online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Have a look.
Can I also say, by the way, that Dave, giving it all the... his pain threshold is way, way, way lower than mine. If you thought I was yelping... Right, I'll tell you now, listen and watch his face, because Dave is going to go mental.
Can I just reiterate what you said before, is that if at any point you laughed at Chris on the table, or if any of this makes you snigger, then 70011, please, text the word Chris. This has got to be worth a pound of your money for our total. Thank you very much.
Amen. For comment relief.
Yeah.
All right. For our total, you know what
ready?
I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Dave, what is your middle name?
Lloyd.
Go on, Steve.
What did Andy Peters bring in for breakfast this morning?
Yogurt and fruit.
And one other thing.
And granola cereal bars.
Where were you born?
Hong Kong.
What guest was on with you and Mr. Jam yesterday?
Ah-ha! Did we have a guest on with Mr. Jam?
Yes.
Oh, chipmunk.
What did you study at college?
Media studies and business management.
Get him, Steve, get him. His face.
That is the wrong answer. I've got radio production on my sheet.
I did media studies and business management. Have a look at my degree.
On my sheet, it's incorrect. Steve, more pain.
Oh, that really hurts. I'm an athlete, Steve. Be careful.
You got it. Now he knows. Now he knows. Shall I push down and he's...
No. Read the question.
Steve, could I tickle him at the same time?
Honestly, he's really found my pain point.
Okay.
I'm not putting this on. No, seriously. Right. I will punch you. Next question.
What did you sing yesterday at 4:20 with Scott Mills?
Home and Away.
Correct. What subject did you choose for Mastermind?
British Motorways.
His little legs are going. It's really funny.
Okay, no.
We'll do one more question.
Please.
No. Okay. Do five more, because you stumbled on a few.
How many people do you follow on Twitter?
165?
No. 163.
Oh, close. Give us that. Steve. Wrong. Oh, no.
Come on, Steve. One big one. Come on, let's... You could crack his back.
No.
Yeah, but it's really good for you.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It's good for us when you have it done.
My bum is an egg. Oh, no. Now, be careful, Steve.
Final question. What date did you get married on the second time?
Same as the first time, the 23rd of August.
Oh!
What year?
2008.
Correct.
There you go. You like that?
Yes, I did. You got 7. Dave got 7 and Chris, you got 8, so you won.
So I won?
Yeah.
Yeah, but does that make him a bigger egomaniac than me?
Yes, it does.
Oh, there you go. So I win then, really, don't I?
Well, yes.
That looks a bit Big Steve won.
Ah.
Can I just say I found something?
Oh, yeah.
I found a load of questions with Greg James' ego board written.
I told them not to do this one. I said, I'm getting my bits out for it. I'm
Greg
not gonna...
James. Greg James' ego board. You haven't been on the, the table of pain.
And do you know what? And if you are to expose yourself, you need to make sure, or rather Steve needs to make sure that you're in the right state.
Got to be supple.
It's a medical, effectively.
Do you want to do
your
it?
Your turn.
Well, no.
Okay, well, why don't we
do
play
a
record?
Naked?
Let's play a record, and then you can go on the table of pain. What do you want, Laura? Do you want Cage the Elephant?
Yes, please.
No, I bet you do. It's 3:15, so next, Greg will go on the table of pain, live on Radio 1. Shake me down. Are you sure you don't want to go on the table of pain?
I'm okay.
Right, okay, just double checking.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Instead of me?
Honestly, Greg, you're doing a brilliant job. You're about the same length as it as well, so it's just working nicely.
Okay.
Hey-o.
Did it not look appealing, what me and Chris went through?
Not particularly.
No.
Well, you're going to get it in a second, Greg, and I don't mean in a good way. Jenny, nice to see you, love.
Well done, boys.
Give her a big wave, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, look, you're in at a good time because we're about to put Greg on the table of pain. So, basically, Big Steve knows where to put his elbows to dig in and make Greg go, aah! Like that.
Is it a bad time to say that? Because I've had quite a few protein shakes recently, I'm a bit windy.
No, that's fine.
Steve, look out. That's all I'm saying up there.
Well, I've got to be a bit careful because you are my boss as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not really, though.
Okay, now what Steve will do is just have a little feel around and see if there's any weak spots on Greg's bottom.
Is it beneficial, the stuff that he's doing? Is it actually a nice thing?
No, I think it is, isn't it, Steve?
It's equivalent of playing... It's like when Les Dawson needs to play the piano badly. You've got to be really good at it to be bad at it.
Yeah.
So he's very good at what he does.
Okay.
So he's very... He's equally very good at going, okay, I know this will hurt, so if I just give it that a little tickle, Greg will go, like that. So
at the moment, you're just prodding
but
my
he
bum.
Has the capability to do it like in a nice
way.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's choosing to do it in a nasty way.
Well, if you're interested, maybe you two can swap cards later, but let's not get into that now, but whatever you want, Jack. So, Greg, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to ask you as many questions as we can in the next 40 minutes. Here we go.
40 minutes.
Yes, sir. Are you ready, Greg?
Yes.
All right. Steve, you ready? Put your hands in front of you if you want. And relax. And relax.
Just hold my hand, Jack.
You gonna hold his hand?
Yeah.
He might rip your hand off, Jack. You ready?
This is like
here we go.
When you're giving birth.
How would you,
Greg? Your time starts now. Greg, what's your date of birth?
17/12/85.
What?
85.
Right. How old are you?
25. 25.
Okay. What's your first name?
Greg.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Greg.
Greg. Okay. What city do you live in?
London.
Right. What radio station? Do you currently work for?
What?
Really? Well, listen, if you're tensing, it only makes it worse if you tense, Greg. You should relax.
Okay.
Greg, what time does your show start?
1 p.m.
And what time does your show finish?
4.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock?
4 p.m.
Four.
He said. Yeah.
Right. Did he hear that, Jack?
Yeah. No, I didn't hear it.
He didn't hear it.
Oh, you're holding my hand. You're supposed to be helping me. Like, oh.
What university did you study at?
The University of East Anglia.
Well, what did you study?
Drama.
Okay.
Let's
take it up a notch.
That nearly went in.
I think we found the notch.
Oh, Steve, that went in.
What is your dad's name?
Alan.
Is what?
Alan.
Alan. Mum's name is?
Rosemary.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes. One.
Brother Juan. Or sister?
Juan.
Juan.
She's called Juan.
One Spanish brother.
Called Juan. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you ready, Greg? Okay, great. Greg, do me a favour. Oh. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Breathe in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what happened?
That's awful.
What happened?
You know the is it the gullet?
Yeah.
You just press the gullet into the sponge.
Ooh. Well, if I had a pound for every time I've done that on a night out, ladies and gentlemen.
Let the gullet meet the sponge.
Oh.
That is a game show.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was just... Was anyone taking score? Oh, no, we forgot to take score.
Oh, sorry,
Greg.
Do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again. You ready?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So then, Jack.
Greg just told me in the corridor he's getting naked. He's for the show.
Yeah. All that's right. For you. It's for me.